Akira,
and you're listening to
CFRC Radio in Kingston, Canada.
On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephone interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
So what's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
That is, you play with records. Get your favorite records. Put them on the machine. Play with records.
My name's Jeff the Nerd, and no, keep chatting. There's a lot of activity in the studio today. We're welcome back. It's a little after 9 o'clock. I didn't mean to rush Ken out of the studio. He's looking good though. DJ Fleshwad in the house saying hey.
Yeah.
Everyone's got cool glasses today. He had the little spectacles. You've got something funky.
I should have told you. Would you have been interested in dressing up too?
No, God, no. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I'm already dressed up, Simone.
Yeah, okay.
I put a shirt on today. That's
We have like a lot of disco beats and such, take a look, man. Take a look.
I had to restart the live because it crashed.
Did it crash again?
It always crashes.
It keeps crashing. That's okay, though. Oh, yeah.
But if you want to check us out, we are live on Instagram.
Did you figure out the other thing?
No. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and this is CFRC Radio.
Okay, sorry about that. Lots of moving parts today.
Indie Wednesday is always a trip. I love it.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's a lot of fun. Having a good time, you know? And, you know, I like,
we're on there, yeah.
Put my headphones on here.
How many cameras do we have in here? We have four cameras,
like, monitoring the nonsense, the insanity.
We live in a deep state world of Big Brother. And
Big Brother, always watching. So, anyway, I love costumes, okay? Now, those of you who have been listening for a while know I do not like Halloween. Satan scares me. Too much trouble. But I like costumes. So I thought, why not? Like, why not every Wednesday just wear costumes? Like, that's in my closet.
There you go.
So I'm wearing currently a Barbie costume. I haven't seen the movie yet. People say...
What?
I know.
I've seen the movie.
I know. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I've got like almost a full outfit.
Yeah.
But the main outfit that she wears has a white cowboy hat.
Right? Yeah.
Those are expensive. You told me, oh, no big deal. Go look on Amazon. They're not cheap.
Really?
Yeah. At least like $30 or something. I thought it'd be like $10
or something. Because the Calgary Stampede just happened, so the white cowboy hats are
maybe,
in short supply,
maybe.
I guess.
But that's okay. I'll find a hat to go with this. But this is so loud.
It's very loud.
Like, it's just so all-encompassing, but I love it. It's fun.
So why don't you tell the listeners once again what your Instagram handle is so they can see what exactly is going on.
Yeah, so if you're online and you want to catch up with us, we apologize for the technical difficulties. But if you want to watch us live to see exactly what we're up to, it's Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio. So again, Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio, SimoneATCFRCRadio. I'm really sorry. I'm the one who caused this, okay? I'm the one who caused this. It didn't have to be that complicated. I didn't know.
Indie Wake Up Wednesday, you're home for amazing tunes and nonstop apologies.
Yes. I didn't know. So sorry about that. But if you're looking for me, you might see a little, in the profile picture, a little black girl with some headphones on. That's me.
Totally.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing this live stream every week. I think it's going to be good. It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Let's get to 1,000 followers so we can keep doing the live streams. Instagram has instituted a new rule that we can't do lives unless you've got 1,000 followers. So we're going to just push that little campaign here at CFRC. Bring us to 1,000.
Yeah.
Bring us to 1,000. 1,000. Let's do it. There's at least 1,000 people in Kingston and the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what they tell me anyways.
Oh, okay. Did we talk about the events yet?
Not yet. I was going to say that now that you're all gussied up and you're ready to go, and if we get this Instagram Live kind of hammered out in the next few weeks, we'll be able to, you know, maybe take Instagram Live to some events. Speaking of some of the events that's going on this weekend.
Yeah, and there's an event I wanted to mention.
My segue wasn't nearly as blunt as yours, but go ahead.
But it's on my messages. So I'm jumping off live for a second because I really have to make sure that I mention this event that's happening.
Oh, okay, cool.
So please forgive me, people who are watching. I'm going to jump off and jump right back on.
Sure.
I don't have to. Okay, wonderful. So okay. I just want to make sure that I mention this because I had promised. Okay, so events happening, a big event or a really special event happening in Kingston. It's by Hakuna Matata Entertainment.
Amazing.
Nice, eh? What a name, eh? Hakuna Matata Entertainment presents Afro Summer Jam Party.
Nice.
Yeah, a little African, you know.
Afro-Caribbean beats?
Maybe. Yeah. So let's see. Okay. So the 2nd of August 2nd, 2025, from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Nice.
Like, this is an all-day party, people. Okay, so this is going to be happening at the Mansion Bar and Restaurant, which is 506 Princess Street in Kingston, Ontario. Okay, so the music is going to be provided by DJ Jen, Ben Jam, and DJ Click.
Okay.
Afro beats, dancehall, reggae, soca, Genetone? I'm not sure, forgive me, piano, pop, and bongo. So all kinds of interesting beats that you don't normally get to hear here in Kingston, right? Like, for me personally, I love Afro beats. I was in Ottawa a couple years ago, and I went to a store, and I'm like I just stopped in my tracks. I'm like, what is this? And I went to the shop girl, and I'm like, what's this, man?
Right?
Like, you just felt like, I need this. And the girl goes, girl, this is Afro beats. Do you know what I mean? So I didn't even know.
It's taken the pop world by storm. Afrobeats are everywhere, and this is coming from me, the nerd. You wear plaid, and
you throw it in, it just gives it. I don't know. I feel like it elevates whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, again, Afro Summer Jam Party. That's August 2nd, 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Mansion Bar and Restaurant, and the entry is $10. Okay.
That's cheap for 12 hours.
And you know what? They're going to be doing food, drinks, everything. Right. So if you want some African flavored, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe some Nigerian, maybe some Ghana jollof rice, all that stuff is going to be there.
Cool.
So again, Afrobeats Summer Jam Party, August 2nd at the Mansion.
That sounds like a great summer jam. That's amazing. That's what summer's all about, people.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. On to some events that are going on a little bit closer to now. Movies in the Square are happening. They skipped it last Thursday because of the buskers, but it is back. And the movie that they are showing is Little Women, the Saoirse Ronan version from, I think, 2019. They screened it last year there, and I remember that there was like a big following. They had like a Little Women party. I don't know if you remember that, Simone, but people were like dressing up and, like, you know, gowns.
I don't remember that, but I saw the pictures
after the fact, because I remember thinking like, oh, Little Women, that might be a little dry. Movies in the Square.
Oh, people are dressing up.
Yeah, there was like a whole thing. So they're doing it again this year. So Greta Gerwig's Little Women is playing this Thursday night at dusk.
That's nice.
Stars all your favorites.
I hope people dress up.
And remember,
it's
Saoirse like inertia. That's how you pronounce Saoirse Ronan's name.
Oh, Saoirse like inertia.
There you go. Yeah. So that's going on.
And she's also doing Narnia too, right?
Greta Gerwig. Yeah. I hope they throw as much money at her as possible.
She's on fire right now.
Yeah, and you still haven't seen the Barbie movie.
Where can I see it? Just stream or whatever?
Yeah, it's all over. It's got to be all over the place.
Is it on Disney Plus?
I didn't see it on Disney Plus.
Prime, maybe.
I don't know. We'll find it, though. We'll find that Barbie movie for you.
All right.
Other things that are going on this weekend, July 18th, which is Friday night, there is a Midsummer's Eve cabaret show happening. That is an exciting evening of drag, burlesque, and whimsy where fairies reign supreme. That is going to be at Something in the Water Brewery at, damn these 24-hour clocks, Simone. I hate them so much.
Can you tell the time?
1900? What does that mean?
Okay, so is that... 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock. We'll go with that. 7 o'clock at Something in the Water. On Friday night, if you want to catch a nice Midsummer's drag show and burlesque, that's also a good time. Also going on in and around Kingston. I had a couple other things that I wanted to mention. such as the RCHA Club on Friday night at 20 o'clock again. The Change is going to be playing. The Change is like a Kingston institution. They've been covering classic rock tunes for like 30 years. Like, my dad knew one of the guys that was in The Change a long time ago.
The Change?
Yeah, yeah.
Were you going through puberty or
maybe,
something?
Maybe, yeah. Well, it certainly wasn't George. Awakening because, like, he would take me downtown to the Kokomo. That's how old I am.
And he would
be like,
that.
Yeah, he'd be like, can my son come in? He's like 15. And they're like,
to the Kokomo.
Yeah.
Take it fast and then we'll take it slow.
So whenever I see The Change is doing shows, that just reminds me of summer in downtown.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to check that out at RCHA Club on Friday night.
Yeah.
And then one last event before we get back to the tunes. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Lots of stuff going on, honestly.
Georgette Fry is playing at the Broom Factory July 20th at 1500 hours. That's 3, 4, 5. I don't know. That's an afternoon show.
Oh, 15, that's 3 p.m.
Thank you. 3 p.m. at the Broom Factory. Georgette Fry and friends. Georgette Fry is like Kingston's queen of the blues.
Mm-hmm.
I worship the ground that she walks on when I'm not simping over pictures of Emily Fennell in the...
Miss Emily?
I was going through the local CD section here at CFRC Radio, and there's a stack of like old school Emily Fennell or old band. And I was just like, ah.
Jeff has a little crush on Miss Emily.
Little crush. I remember screaming at her once outside of the merchant, like, oh, Emily, I love you so much.
I love you so much.
You married? And she's like, yeah. She probably gets that a lot.
All day long. Yeah. All day long, the guys are just, it's raining upon her.
I know.
Yeah,
so
raining men.
We'll find out when her next show is, but in the meantime, the other queen of Kingston Blues, Georgette Fry, is playing. I did a singing class with Georgette Fry when I was a kid.
You did?
Yeah, like I signed up. It was a bunch of us. We went to 5678 Dance Studio. It was a 2-day thing where we'd show up and she would just like teach us about breath work and sing songs. And we sang Ironic by Alanis Morissette like 50 times.
It's like, raining.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now I can't stand that song.
You know? No, I wish I could sing. I know you can sing. Why won't you sing for me, Jeff?
I don't know where you heard these things that I can sing.
Why won't you sing to me?
Because I have a modicum of self-respect. But I'm going to let someone else sing, though.
Yeah, okay.
Someone by the name of Emily Jean Flack.
Okay.
It's a couple years old. It's a song of the summer a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It's called Goldie. The last set, though, we are doing our disco special today because we are in a heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
From New York to L.A. by, what is that there?
Patsy Gallant
from the East Coast of Canada. I believe she was raised in New Brunswick and then made it huge in the 70s with like disco tracks. She's still performing today in her 80s, late 70s.
Good for you, girl.
She's still giving her.
Yeah.
And we had an oldie but a goodie from Chromeo with whatever that says.
Jealous.
Awesome.
I'm jealous of your love for Miss Emily.
There we go. That's right. I think she's married. And I'm going to move on my affections on to Emily Jean Flack.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's healthy.
A little bit weird. It's a bit of an age difference, but
totally.
That's okay.
It's fine.
That's okay. We're doing age gaps. All right. 2025.
No
age
judge.
Age gaps is a thing. No judgment.
Awesome. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Next break, we're talking about Superman. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Story goes, when life is in I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
Water. Brian from the Lemon Twigs.
This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Tonight, the bottle let me down. Turn to, and lately I've been turning every day. But the wine don't take effect the way it used to, and I'm hurting it in an old familiar way. And tonight the bottle let me down. Down. Each night I leave the bar when it's over, not feeling an end in the pain of closing time. But tonight your memory found me much too sober. I can't drink enough to keep you off my mind. Oh, tonight the bottle let me down. Let me down.
Please don't catch a cold. Dancing in bedrooms ain't getting old.
a name,
eh? That's very good.
It's like, she's like just a one, what do you call it? Synonym or one... I don't know what the proper term is. But
like Cher?
Yeah, just one name. You're either Cher, you're Beyonce, you're...
Wait, you're Luella.
Luella.
Hey, she's Luella. That was Go-Go right here on CFRC.
Yes.
Don't go-go. Please stay, because we got a little bit more of Indie Wake Up Go.
Yeah.
Indie Wake Up Call to Go. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Mo.
And it's our Indie Wake Up Heatwave Disco Special, because if you're in Kingston, Ontario, it's hot out.
It's a hot summer.
Stay cool. We were talking about swimming holes earlier.
Yeah.
We talked about breaking fire hydrants, which I don't really recommend doing.
Yeah, we don't really need the Kingston like fire department or City of Kingston like upset.
But we shouldn't blame the garbage collection on the City of Kingston, because that was the province. But the province should make up for that garbage collection conundrum with a pool mobile. We need a pool.
What happened?
Well, we switched over to robot garbage collection trucks, which are kind of they're automatic. They got an arm, they pick up the can, they drop it in the thing, and they drive off.
Seriously?
But the problem is that all the cans have to be 1 meter apart and they can't be obstructed by anything. But then everyone in the city is like, what about cars? What about bikes? I live in an apartment.
Why are they doing this? What about real people who can do the job?
These are not real people that are making these decisions.
And happy to do the job, and it's like a good, solid job. You get benefits, you get pension. Why would they?
And that's the other thing.
You don't have to have this extensive education. You could do really well.
You want a hot rumor? You want some hot goss on the show right now?
What's the tea? What's
this is the disclaimer. This is just a rumor, but I'm hearing through the grapevine. If you were a garbage collector in Kingston in the past, they had this sweet deal where if you have an 8-hour shift and you only work, let's say you hustle your buns and you get all your work done in 6 hours or 4 hours, you still get paid for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So I actually met a bunch of these guys and they were super cool. They lived out in Bath and they're like, we come in early, we do our stuff as fast as possible, we get it done, and then we're back home barbecuing in the afternoon.
Yes.
The new company that is privatized has taken that away. And so now a bunch of these guys
that's crazy. Mayor Patterson, city council,
Well, again, it's not the city. It's the province that did this,
I take it back.
A lot of these fellas, these heroes, these bin men, they're like, all right, well, if we're not going to get paid like that way anymore, we're just going to take our time. We'll take our breaks. We'll take our lunch.
Okay, so who's responsible for that?
Doug Ford.
Okay, that's Doug Ford's deal. Okay, Dougie.
I don't like to get political on this show.
Okay, we're not going
to
get political, but Dougie.
The solution is there, Doug. Get us a pool mobile.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
Get us a pool mobile.
That'll solve everything.
Them,
everything. Anyway, at least we know kind of what's happening. You guys take it for what it is. And I guess, call somebody. Call somebody.
And then the other gripe I have about that is why they would change over the garbage contract in July 1st, when it's like it's at its stinkiest downtown. Because there's going to be hiccups.
Right.
And so the last thing we need is extra garbage just hanging around.
Right.
Downtown is so scuzzy right now. I love it.
Scuzzy.
When you look at the sidewalks and they've got all those mystery black streaks on them. You don't know what they are.
Mystery streaks. Oh my goodness.
It hasn't rained in a while. And there's trash everywhere. Summer in the city, baby.
Summer in the city. It's a hot, hot summer.
I love it.
Yeah.
So you know what you should do if you're sick of the stickiness? Mm-hmm. You should maybe stay in and watch a movie. Maybe get that aircon going.
Yeah.
Throw the projector on.
Yeah.
Live in the dark, in the dank, like I do.
Okay. So speaking of movies.
Segue.
Speaking of movies, tell us about what you've been looking at.
So summertime is blockbuster season, and that used to mean something back in the 90s. You get like a Will Smith movie every summer. That was great.
Yeah.
Yada, yada,
that's
yada.
It's over for
the most part, but it's sort of coming back. I think people are kind of getting sick of like the homogenized Marvel superheroes. Movies are all the same. You're getting...
They have to just take a little bit of a breather.
And when you're doing a big budget superhero movie, like say Superman that just opened up last weekend, you want a little bit of originality. You want a bit of humor.
Yeah.
That's why you get James Gunn involved. Former Troma director, James Gunn. Making a superhero movie. So I saw Superman on Friday night. My buddy John came into town.
Yes,
he's an old school comic book nerd. So I'm a movie nerd, but he's in there referencing specific pages of comic books
during
in 30.
The movie?
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is this and this is that.
How do you feel about people talking to the movie?
I don't mind it. First of all, it wasn't sold out. There was only like 2 dozen of us in there, so it was pretty sporadic. So I think a lot of people were a little kinder with chit-chatting.
Okay.
If it's a sold out show on an opening night,
then that's annoying, but this was fine because it was fine. Lots of space.
And it was a 10:30 p.m. show, so it was pretty late. So it was just a bunch of middle-aged nerds like us.
Right.
Yeah, so and it's always interesting to hear his commentary because he really knows his onions. So we saw the movie and it was a lot of fun. My review is that when you watch the trailer, like I did, you kind of come at it like, oh, I don't know, Superman Lewis seems like a bit of a punk. He's kind of mean. There's a cartoon dog. I don't know what that's all about. There's robots. Like, is this going to be too strange? Mm. Turns out it was very strange, but it was very fun and it was excellent. It was really different. It's very comic booky. It's bright. It's colorful.
Yeah.
Very funny. There's a lot of other superheroes. There's a lot of other supervillains. Like, I think he has a punch up with different, like, he fights a giant lizard in one scene. He fights a giant robot. Like,
okay, so they've kind of, you've got a bit of a variety. It's not just Lex Luthor the whole time.
But Lex Luthor is great in
it. That young actor.
Nicholas Holt.
Okay, where have we seen him before?
He was in Mad Max. He got a start on the British show.
He's got an interesting face.
He does.
Yeah, those eyes and just like that whole like upper part of his face.
Yeah.
It's just intense.
And he had this like creepy intensity in the movie. Yeah. But he got a start on Skins back in the day. I don't remember if you watched Skins when it was on. Mm-hmm. That was a big like teen drama from not BBC, but I think Channel 4 in Britain. Mm-hmm. And that launched a lot of careers, including Nicholas Holt.
Right on.
But so I've been watching him ever since. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you want like a good, fun, turn your brain off, turn your volume up, popcorn movie.
Right on.
Go check out
Superman. Did you have any snacks this time?
Yeah, we split a bag of popcorn, had some licorice whips. I had a $10 Heineken, but
you know what this does to you, right?
Like, what?
You can't do
what?
Or licorice and cheese.
What?
You didn't tell me, but you had some kind of like you ate too much cheese.
I always eat too much cheese. That's just that's par for the course. There's nothing new on that.
Okay, so you had licorice, you had a little drink and some popcorn.
Yeah, it was fun. Good. Yeah.
Yeah,
just a bunch
you
of nerds.
Put butter, like what do you put on your popcorn?
We put some butter on it. Yeah, it was John's popcorn, so I let him do his thing.
Oh, okay.
I let John control the popcorn.
He controlled the popcorn.
Yeah, well, I do like to pour candy in it though, and you know if we can.
Okay. But so what kind of candy?
Something crunchy with chocolate in it. It's gotta be chocolate. Like maybe like those chocolate covered pretzel balls.
Oh,
those are delish.
Okay, I'm learning more about you.
And you
Jeff.
Get like chocolate popcorn going on. It's good.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and then me and John's hand accidentally touches when we put them both in the popcorn at the same time, and then we have to change seats. It's good.
Oh my goodness, you guys are too much.
Superman is a fun movie though.
I'm glad you had a good time.
It was good.
Sounds like a good time. Which one were we going to see? There's another movie coming up.
F1, we haven't seen yet.
Okay,
I want to see
F1. Is
that
one we're going to see together?
That was one of them. There was something else.
Tom Cruise's?
Mission Impossible.
No, that's done, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet, though.
The last one.
The last one.
Dead Reckoning 2.
That's it.
So that's done.
I think it's done.
Is it done?
I don't know.
I guess it's done. Right? I'm like, where have I been? I guess that's done. So the next big one is the Brad Pitt one.
That's already out, though.
Oh, that's already out.
I forget. There's
where am I?
Where are you? You know what you're doing.
Where am I? Like, all these things going on.
You're staying at home watching Will Ferrell movies because it's Will Ferrell's 58th birthday today.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's 58?
He's 58. Feeling great.
He's just a really interesting guy.
I like Will Ferrell.
What film did I like from him? I loved him and... Mark Wahlberg in the first Daddy's Home or something like that.
Oh, yeah, the cop movie that they
did?
No,
it's not a cop movie. It was...
Daddy's Home, yeah.
Daddy's Home, yeah.
I forgot they did
I love that one. That one made me laugh till I cried. And then the other film that I love from Will Ferrell is Stranger Than Fiction.
Yeah.
Which is more of a dramatic, comedy-ish. I just thought it was superb.
That was fun.
It was so good.
I like when actors like, you know, step out of their mold a little bit.
Exactly, and you can see that a lot of these comedians have such a range.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or Steve Carell's another one.
Yeah, you don't want to get pigeonholed.
He can do this innocent, wide-eyed kind of type of thing. You saw that with Bruce, not Bruce, is it not Bruce Almighty? The Almighty.
Evan Almighty,
you know, The Office. And then there's a film, I haven't seen it, but where he plays some kind of like sadistic wrestling coach.
Oh, yeah, that I couldn't.
I haven't seen that.
That was dark. I got that, about
yeah,
halfway
I've
through
heard
that.
It was dark.
That was
so
a Channing
Tatum. I didn't
really
see it, but I'm not telling people to go see it, but I'm just saying the range.
Yeah. I actually rewatched The Dinner Party episode last night on The Office.
Yeah?
That's the funniest episode they've ever done.
You know what? That's a nice... The Office is a nice series to just revisit.
Yeah.
When you just want to sit back and relax.
And it's now on Disney Plus.
Is it?
That's why I watched it. It just popped up there.
Yeah, it looks like fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know, or I guess like Abbott Elementary.
Oh, yeah.
That we know you love.
The part two of... The part two of the Abbott and Sunny crossover aired last week. Sunny is back, season 17.
How did you find it?
Loved it.
You did.
Quinta Brunson gets filthy.
Does she?
I will not say it on air, but she gets blue.
Okay,
it's so great.
She's another side.
Oh, yeah, because they can do these things.
Okay, she's every woman
and
with the song Chaka Khan.
She just got nominated for the Abbott Elementary, got nominated for a boatload of Emmys. The Emmy nominations
Again,
came out yesterday. She got nominated for Best Screenwriting, Best Actress.
Yeah.
Janelle James got nominated for Best Supporting. I love Janelle James. She's hilarious.
Who's Janelle James?
She's the principal.
Oh, my goodness.
She's Principal Coleman. She's great.
She's just, you've never seen a character like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Really, really. really interesting. I liked it.
Yeah. And I only wanted to touch on the Emmy nominations because, like all award shows, I don't really care about who wins. I just look at the nominations and say, oh, I should watch Severance. I haven't watched Severance yet. Right. Oh, I should watch Andor because
Andor. I haven't seen Severance or Succession or whatever. Yeah. All these different ones. There's a lot of different things happening. But you know what I'm excited for?
What's that?
When The Bear comes back.
It's back now.
Is it back now?
Yeah, season 4 just started. Yeah.
Yes,
it's on Disney Plus as well. Waiting
anxiety.
For Simone.
Yes.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's why.
Food anxiety.
I can't watch that show.
I can't breathe when I'm watching it. I'm so into it.
Tell me about it.
Honestly, I don't like being anxious. I don't like being fearful. But I'm so, like, the characters are so interesting. I love the premise.
Yeah.
You know, like, the simplicity of it. It's a kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
How does this guy deal with it?
So the cousin, what's his name? The Mater D cousin, whatever. Yeah. He's going to be in the Fantastic Four movie. I saw the trailer for that's the next big one that's coming out in theaters.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Matty Matheson, who co-created the show, who's the big fella, who's in it.
Yeah. He's so funny with the tattoo guy.
Yeah. Next time you're at a big chain grocery store, check out Matheson Food Company. His hot sauce is delicious.
Is it?
It's really good.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay, great. Great.
Excellent.
Great. Yeah.
So, that was
doing all kinds of things. They got all kinds of revenue streams. Look, people, do it for yourself,
gotta
man.
Do it.
We live in this age, man, where you could like literally do anything. Right
oh yeah.
Now.
Really and you know what we're gonna do? We're going to get back to the tunes.
Back to the tunes.
Because we have a brand new track from my favorite band from New Zealand, who I can't pronounce even though it's four letters. The Beths. Say it.
The Beths.
See, you can't do it. It's ridiculous.
The Beths.
The Beths with their new one, No Joy.
Oh, that's too bad. No Joy.
There's lots of joy here.
Lots of joy here. Here on CFRC 101.9.
Woo!
picnic for two. Saw you was nervous, I thought it was cute. Until I found out that his mom made the food. It was good though. Boy number two had a beautiful face. Highly agreed to go back to his place. His wife really had some impeccable taste. She was sweet though. I've been on this ride. This roller coaster's a carousel. And I'm getting. And he started to cry. Told me he loved me the very first night. Oh no. Who knows what I'm in for with. Boy number I can't keep count anymore. I've been on this ride. This roller coaster's a carousel. And I'm getting nowhere. Boys around the world, I want to believe that. When you chase a girl, not just on the season.
Your feelings, I'm probably gonna hurt you.
Got a weekend in paradise, and I'm probably gonna never call you.
I'm probably gonna hurt you.
I got big plans to take care of you. I just need to borrow $10,000.
I'm probably gonna hurt you.
I got a lake house in Canada, and I'm probably gonna harvest your organs.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong.
If you do want me, give me a little sugar. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, shout me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want you,
Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
The mirage of Del Rio, it was burning in his eyes, and sleep had escaped him, too consumed by his pride, like the lonesome and high country. He was lost in a haze, and the thoughts of what he'd do if he unloaded all his rage. The man from Waco, the city was almost silent as he passed the humming signs. On the corner, he heard laughter, made him afraid of what he'd find. He pushed through the door, hypnotized by a sound. Just then, tears overcame him, and his heart began to drown. The man from Waco. He shot her while the lovers were embraced, with the bullet he intended for the man who took his place. He cried through the night as he made his escape, but the rain that was falling not wash away his shame. The man from Waco, on the banks of the Brazos, where the desert willow grows, the clear shallow water just won't say all it knows. A moment burning anger can curse the living through the days. You can let that river take you, but you will never get away. The man from Waco.
Sweet Mama Jama in the Sama. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we are sweating it out down here in the lower level of Carruthers Hall. I'm a little sad because the show's coming to an end.
I know. I always kind of feel a little bit sad because I just enjoy this so much.
It's a lot of fun.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
But you get to stick around and do some post-production work with Jesse. Yeah. I have to go out and sweat it out in the hot sun.
You gotta sweat it out and you gotta work hard for that money.
You said it, sister.
Yes, brother.
That's right. Like I said, it's Indie Morning Wake Up. And a little bit before 9 o'clock, we just heard Charlie Crockett, who I just learned is not Canadian. He's American. Well, another retraction. He's from Texas, though.
Okay, well, that's okay.
I guess
that's
so.
Okay. You are from where you're from.
Well said. Charlie Crockett with The Man from Waco. Also in that set, we had the Explorers Club with their cover of Gimme a Little Sign. It's Gimme a Little Sign.
It's a little sign.
Also in there, a classic from 1970, O.V. Wright with Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades.
It was a power set. We also had Carly Rae Jepsen with her summertime hit,
Beach House.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I want a beach house in Malibu.
You ever went to a beach house before?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah?
Many times. My uncle had a cottage on the sandbanks. So, his front lawn was beach.
Oh, my goodness.
It was very nice.
I went to the sandbanks a couple years ago, and this time I went where, there wasn't all of the tourists.
Oh, yeah.
It was just, a bare beach.
Bare beach.
All you see is blue.
Yeah.
And then the tan of the sand.
Oh, that's
gorgeous.
That's a good swimming hole is the sandbanks.
We should do that, Jeff.
That'd be a fun road trip.
I think that'd be a fun road trip.
I'm pasty white, though. I would just burn like a napkin in a fireplace.
Can't you do something to fix
some sort
that?
Of lotions?
Yeah.
Ointments?
Some kind of tan thing? I don't know.
Maybe. I'd be redder than your outfit. We opened up that last set with The Beths. I can't pronounce that name. B-E-T-H-S.
Beths. Yeah,
Beths. We're spitting all over the microphone, but they're from New Zealand.
Yeah.
And their new track, No Joy. Much joy, though. I like them. They're great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what did we learn today? We learned that the City of Kingston's garbage program is going as well as we would expect.
As well as it can go. You know what I mean? If you don't like it, write to somebody, give somebody a call.
Just dump your garbage on City Hall's doorsteps.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
But we've also learned that, we can do this live thing, and we can do it really well, and that Dinah loves us.
Yes.
She brought us a beautiful, great quality tripod that we'll be able to use. Everyone's going to be able to use it.
So follow us on Instagram.
That's the number one thing. Follow us on Instagram. You can follow Jeff at Jeff the Movie Nerd.
It's just Jeff Movie Nerd.
Jeff Movie Nerd. You can follow him there, or you can follow me, Simone the Moan, at
here we go.
Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio, which is SimoneTheMoane. ATCFRCRADIO.
Awesome.
Okay, follow me there. We really want to get 1,000 people, so Instagram cannot stop us.
Oh, we'll get there.
1,000. Let's shoot for 1,000 followers.
We're going to lay the millennial cringe on so thick that they can't not tune in.
They will not be able to refuse.
What stupid thing is Jeff going to do this week?
Exactly.
Yeah, awesome. That's
for
why
sure.
They call me the nerd. There's reasons they call me the nerd.
And there's reasons they call me the moan.
Oh, don't moan. Oh, my goodness. We better get out of here before it gets too hot in here. Keep it locked and ready to rock, though, all day long on CFRC. We're going to play ourselves out with this is a relatively new Monkees song. This came out a decade ago. When you think of the Monkees, that's still pretty new.
Yeah.
It's called You Bring the Summer, because, hey,
that's
the summer.
Nice, Jeff.
And then after that, we're going to hear My Girl by Ariel, what is that?
Ariel Salad.
Awesome. And if we get to it, a real banger by the Bobby Lees and Death Train.
Whoa.
We didn't even get, it's been 2 weeks
goodness.
We haven't talked about werewolves.
Goodness.
I guess next week we'll do it.
Okay, maybe next week then.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm the Moan.
And we will see you all next week.
All right, take care, everybody.
Bye.
See you later.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast And do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
You're listening to CFRC
101.9.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore